Students at Kansas State University will see their tuition go up in the fall. And much of the tuition increase can be traced to a cut in state funding by members of the Kansas legislature. The president of Kansas State University says even though the increase will not be to most students' liking, it does come with their approval. Dr. Kirk Schultz says university finance officials prepare a list of possible expenditures for the upcoming year, and then take that list before various entities on campus, including the Student Governing Association.
We make a list of stuff that we know we're going to have to pay for next year, like a healthcare increase, or it's things like this that you know is going to be part of it. And you sort of add up all those liabilities and you come up with a number. Then we typically will sit down with the students and show them those things. This is not just, hey, pop some number in the air, and we'll say to cover the kinds of things that we know we're absolutely mandatory going to have to cover, we're going to need $3 more million. If we're going to do the second set of things, we're going to need another $2 or $3 million on top of that. So anyway, we go through that kind of a process, and then what happens a lot of times is the students will actually come back formally from the student government and say, this is what our proposal for your tuition increase we feel ought to be. So it's a rational process. It probably takes 3 or 4 months, lots of inputs. But at the same time, until we know what we get from the legislature, it's a little bit in flux because we have to kind of wait and see what that is. Otherwise, you can say, well, we're going to use a tuition increase to pay for these three things. If all of a sudden the legislature comes back with a cut, then you may have to reevaluate what you want to spend your money on. This last year, we're going to approach the Regents asking for a 3.96% tuition increase fees for our undergraduate students, which will be lower than last year.
Why not just 4%?
Well, interestingly, what the students did is they looked at every single line item thing and they voted on whether or not they thought it would be reasonable for a tuition increase for each of those items. And there were, say, 7 or 8 on there for differing amounts. Well, they picked one that they didn't think was reasonable. And so by the time you took that one out and it was a little bit of a reserve fund, they said there should be some reserve fund, but we don't want to pay for a big reserve fund. And so what happened is they took the proposal, which would have been 4%, and they bumped something down a little bit. And when you recompute it, it's 3.96%. So we think that's a very reasonable number. And so that's the number we're going to the Regents with.
Now, student government does not have a veto power. This is all advisory. That's correct.
It's really like a lot of things, advisory to the president of the university. However, it's a thoughtful process with lots of input. So there needs to be a compelling reason why I wouldn't take, the recommendations that are coming jointly from our chief financial officer with the student government together and what tuition and fees increases need to be.
So what does this increase mean in dollars in the fall?
I think we're looking at several million new dollars, and I can't give you an exact number because I don't have the stuff in front of me. But healthcare costs are going up by 10%. So largely, any of the dollars that we get will go for funding healthcare costs, any sort of budget reductions that we get, utility increases in utility costs. So we're not initiating new programs, hiring new administrators, doing all that kind of stuff off the dollars. It's pretty much standard kinds of things that happen to be going up that we just have to pay for to stay even.
What are the chances the Regents won't approve this?
In the past, in my time here, and I've been through 2 of these now, this will be number 3, they have generally taken the university's recommendations as long as there is a justifiable reason for why we came up with the number that we did. And I say that, and they want to see there's a rational process and not that we just said, well, I'll bet they'll vote for X percent, so let's make it X percent. At least K-State tries to go through and say, what is it that we need? What are our expenses? And use that as a rationale for choosing that rather than just artificially picking a percentage. But I believe we have a good chance of getting that sort of tuition increase approved. If we came back and said, "Oh, we want it to be 10%," I'd say it's probably not very good. But I think we'll be in good shape.
This year's legislative session's not over yet. Is there a chance everything could go south?
Well, there's always a chance at the end of a legislative session that lots of things can happen. Currently, the Senate version of the budget for the state has higher ed flat. The House version has some cuts in there. One of the compromises that I think is actually a positive thing that has come up over the last week or two was at some point there was going to be cut to state employees' salaries, everybody. And what we had always asked for is say, look, if there's got to be a cut, just send us a bill. Don't tell us how we have to do it. Don't go and cut the salaries of our folks. Say, here's the amount of money that we feel that you need to return to the state. So it looks like that's going to be part of any kind of cut. If there is one, will be more. Send us $2 million and you figure out how you want to get it, as opposed to you're going to go cut everybody's salary 2.5% and send that back. We were really vehemently opposed to any sort of salary reductions for our employees.
How much money does Kansas State at this point look to get from the state?
In round numbers, roughly $150 million, somewhere around there.
And the one thing we don't talk about very much is how much money does Kansas State put back in to the state's economy?
Yeah, we've got some interesting economic reports that talk about that, and you're looking at and you have to be careful with these economic figures, but you're looking at 4 or 5 times the amount that we get from the state that we put back into the economy. So the rough impact projected by this latest economic study by the Board of Regents is that K-State has $1 billion a year impact on the state of Kansas. So not a bad return on investment.
And cuts by the legislature mean cuts in that economic impact.
Absolutely. It's you can't squeeze but so much. We're now trimming as we continue to cut. We've cut the fat and that kind of stuff off. So now what happens is it's a decrease in services or things that we can't do that we really need to be doing. So it will certainly negatively impact that as we move forward.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.